The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Lord knows they'll try to silence our voice.
All right, we are back. Hour two of the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stattmiller, with you on this Thursday, 8th day of July, 2021. And as I alluded to last hour, Boy Scouts of America? As the Marines say they're looking for a few good men, the Boy Scouts are saying we're looking for a few good boys. And just because it's considered a boys' club does not mean the Boy Scouts of America is unprofitable. In fact, their assets topped over $1 billion. Some might conclude it's long overdue, but on Thursday of last week, the Billionaire Boys Club announced it has finally agreed to pay for all the decades of child sexual abuse its members have inflicted on unsuspecting young boys, usually at the hands of the club's leaders. In a historic settlement with victims, the Boy Scouts of America will be paying out $850 million to the abused. Well, how's the Catholic Church going to handle that? Pass more plates, ask for more donations so we can go out there and rape more boys? And put Jesus behind that to make it sound okay? Come on, man. The Boys Club of America has got to get up to speed here. Now, while this figure will substantially diminish the club's net worth, unfortunately, because the victims are so numerous, the $850 million will amount to between $3,000 and $5,000 per victim. What? I don't have a calculator that goes this high, but can you divide $850 million by 5,000 bucks? Because it doesn't look like they're going to tell me how many people are on this lawsuit. And you got to be a member of the lawsuit in order to get paid off, now don't you? 170,000 boys. And what was to be considered to be character building for our nation's youth. Whoa. Like I said, it's going to diminish the club's net worth. It's worth over $1 billion, but the $850 million that they're going to pay out, $5,000 per victim, the equivalent to a month and a half's earning at minimum wage, proverbial drop in the bucket. Undoubtedly, the settlement will feel like a slap in the face to those children, many of whom are now adults, who have lost their innocence to predators and organizations which allegedly protected them from pedophiles. According to NPR, the first time the organization has ever paid out any settlement for any lawsuit to which it has been named a party, and there are several, the agreement announced on Thursday is the first legal settlement in a long list of lawsuits against the Boy Scouts, which filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy in February of 2020. Ken Rothweiler, one of the chief negotiators in the settlement, called it the largest settlement of sexual abuse claims in United States history. That's because we can't nail the Catholic Church, not as yet. Oh, we do it by little bits here and there. a little diocese here, a little diocese there, but not in mass. Gee, I wonder what that would be. God, I don't even want to think about it. I honest to God, the people that have been subjected to this stuff, the Catholic Church knowing full well, and what were they doing? They were protecting these predatory priests, moving them from diocese to diocese. You know, here's a red flag. Oh, your new diocese priest here? He's had 5 different positions in the last 4 years. Yeah, there's a clue. And this is how they would just shift them around. They would hide them by shifting them from diocese to diocese. The organization is relying on its local councils to pay at least $300 million, and the parent organization will also pay for things like non-monetary commitments to abuse victims, including youth protection measures, a reporting system, formation of child protective committee. Oh, and here comes the government with the child protective services. Boy, there's a stellar organization unto itself. God. Now, Rothweiler's law firm represents over 16,000 abuse victims dating back to the 1940s, whose predators were cataloged in an internal list called the Perversion Files. Rothweiler, along with Tim Kosnoff, partnered to form a group known as Abused in Scouting to bring awareness to the thousands upon thousands of victims, encouraging them to come forward. Kosnoff is now livid at the agreed-upon settlement, according to NPR, which quoted Kosnoff as saying, "I don't know how you can characterize this as anything but a failure. I would say that it's a non-starter. And if my clients asked me if I thought it was a good deal for them, I would say no." You're talking about clients who, in some cases, were anally raped for years that are now supposed to get payouts of $3,500, maybe $5,000. That's an insult to all the men who found the courage to file claims and participated in the process. Yeah, like everybody in America, all the men in America want to jump on a witness stand and say, yeah, I was butt screwed, yeah, repeatedly. Yeah, they want to make that public admission, probably even still to this day hiding it from their wives. For its part, the Boy Scouts of America believes the payouts are fair. Now, here's their statement. Oh, my God. This agreement ensures that we have the overwhelming support of survivors for the BSA's proposed plan of reorganization, which is a key step in the BSA's path towards emerging from bankruptcy. Bringing these groups together marks a significant milestone and is the biggest step forward to date as the BSA works toward our dual imperatives of equitability, compensating survivors of abuse, and preserving the mission of scouting. Equitability. Wow. Well, there's that word again. It's creeping in everywhere. Equitable. Tell you what ain't equitable. You people not screening and watching your camp counselors. That's what's unforgivable. See here again, folks, organizations taking no responsibility for stuff. Lawsuits have been pending for half a century. I don't know, isn't there a statute of limitations on boy banging in this country? I thought there was. After 7 years, you don't have to worry about it. Then why would they be going back and paying people $5,000 who were raped during the 40s? Something ain't right here. And what ain't right is the Boy Scouts of America. And this limp-wristed, excuse the pun, response to what they have known about for a number of years. This stuff doesn't happen on this scale in the higher-ups in the organizations. They don't know. They full well know. And are too either intimidated or compromised themselves to step out in the light and make the proclamations that need to be made. There's got to be a reason why they're not doing it. Why would you hide such a thing? when you claim your organization is out there to build the future of America, to make strong boys of mind and body and of soul, and then to use them as a sex toy. What? What? Now, it's not clear if the presiding judge will accept the offer made by the Boy Scouts of America. Hopefully, they will be able to see how very little money victims are getting in exchange for having their sexual innocence ripped away, and they do the right thing. The burden of the payoff should not have to come from the participants in the local councils, but from the organization itself, in our humble opinion, and the payouts need to be 10 to 20 times higher at least. No amount of money is going to fix the damage that's been done. So this is more of an insult to tell somebody that, yeah, you were abused. Okay, we recognize you were abused as a child in the Boy Scouts of America by a camp counselor. And all these years later, forget the fact how it screwed your head up for many, many years. You know, here's a token payment of $5,000. They almost would have been better off not making a monetary offer, because that's not monetary offer for damage, is it? And on top of the insultingly low payout, another kick in the teeth to the thousands of victims is the fact that there have been almost no arrest. That's right. See, nobody ever focuses a laser beam on what is happening to our children. The children end up kidnapped, you know, on the side of, you see them on the side of milk cartons. They did that years ago. Nobody was asking the question, well, why are these children being kidnapped? You know, is it people out there that just want a kid that can't qualify through state organizations? You know, what's going on here? The questions have been lingering, but really not earnestly asked for years and years and years. And then something as bombastic as this, with all of these victims, and it's the Boy Scouts of America. I could see if it's a YMCA, for God's sakes. But the Boy Scouts of America? And it barely raises an eyebrow in this country. Yeah, you lesbian, gay, transgender, faggots or us, whoever out there, aren't you just glad that your takeover culturally of the country is such a smashing success while being aided by the National Football League, by government, both state and federal, by corporations and companies, all? Doesn't this just warm the cockles of your soul? By the way, what the hell is a cockle, Mike? I never knew what a cockle was. In light of what I'm talking about, did you say ventricle?
It's from cochlei cordis. From the cochlea, like a snail, alluding to the shape of ventricles in the heart, cockles. It'll be on the quiz later. Oh,
God, I'm sorry I asked. That raises more questions than it answered. But that's America today, folks. It still blows me away. And I don't mean to hype on this, but have you seen the new NFL commercial? Where they're saying the NFL is, and then they're putting up all the crap that they can think of. The NFL is lesbian. The NFL is bisexual. The NFL is this. The NFL is that. In my book, the NFL is done. And look what has happened in the NFL ever since Colin Kaepernick. The guy that can't even get hired in the NFL because nobody wants to touch him. Two reasons. The guy's a volatile mess. And second of which, he's not that talented. And no NFL owner wanted to take on the burden of a Colin Kaepernick because they're trying to keep their locker rooms in order and have these guys focused on winning football games. That's their job. Winning a football game. And John Gruden, if I ever see this guy, he's from my hometown. Did you know that, folks? Sandusky, Ohio. Now, I don't remember hearing of John Gruden when I was a young guy. I'm a little bit older than he is. But if I ever see John Gruden, I'm going to ask him, why did your organization come out for the first openly gay lineman? And I forget if he was defensive or offensive. The whole damn thing is offensive. But having said that, I'm just simply asking him a question. Gee, John, are you down with this stuff? Really? Really? Well, in one of your packed stadiums, why don't you hand out a questionnaire? Make it very short and simple. Just ask him, do you agree with this? Do you agree with the sexualization of the National Football League? Would be probably the apropos question. Yes or no? What does lesbianism? Isn't that a female thing? Guys can't be lesbians, can they, Mike? Or maybe they can because most men love women. I guess that kind of makes them a lesbian. Oh, they're transgendered. Yep. Yeah. Folks, there's 1,000 places you can park your opinion. While you're sitting around thinking about what your next move is going to be and you don't know, fill in the time. Just drop an email. Do me a favor. Look up the NFL, the head honcho over there, which I never did like. See if this guy's got a public email. Roger Goodell. Yes. I don't know if this pipsqueak even knows how to spell football, let alone run an organization. Any emails? Yeah. Well?
According to CEOemail.com, it says it's Roger Goodell at NFL.com.
Spell that out.
R-O-G-E-R-G-O-O-D-E-L-L at NFL.com.
Sounds pretty official to me.
Got a telephone number here, too. 212-450-2000.
Oh, well, copy that phone number. I'm going to call the NFL tomorrow. I'm going to see if I can talk to Mr. Goodell, and I want to ask him, what the hell do you think you're doing? What in the hell do you think you're doing? And his first question is to me, well, I'm sure, who the hell are you? I'd be happy to tell him. If he'll listen. You know, all this is being orchestrated. Their arms are all being twisted. But here's the most important question. Is why are they capitulating? What is the payoff for somebody that's promoting stuff that destroys cultures? Why are you doing this? I don't know, maybe that's their way of getting back at whomever, because, you know, women really can't play this game with men. And after all, aren't women equal with men? Yeah. Yeah, try being a female quarterback weighing in at 130 pounds and take the onslaught of a 350-pound lineman that has nothing better to do than turn you into a pancake. Yeah, they're equal, all right. Well, in most circumstances. What goes up
must come down. Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
People on the earth, can you hear me? Came a voice from the sky on that magical night. And in the colors of a thousand sunsets, they travel to the world on a silvery light.
More good news. Confronted with the fact their policies are ruining U.S. cities and killing thousands. Must be nice to be a Democrat and make up reality that's not based on reality. The Dems give the usual reply, shut up, you racist. Yeah. Well, Lori Lightfoot, oh God, what is this? What is a Lori Lightfoot? What the hell is this that I'm looking at? What did Elkins say? She's got a forehead the size of a basketball. She's ugly. And folks, look, I don't pick on people because they're genetically predisposed to how they're going to look. You know, if you got real ugly parents, chances are you're not going to have a real beautiful baby. You know what I mean? But this creature, with these wide-spaced eyes that looks like she puts on, looks like she's got a Roy Raccoon mask on. You know, she can't help with how she looks. She could help that she chose to be a lesbian, and I don't know what the hell would want to get next to that. But on top of it, you want to be a communist black lesbian that looks like a damned alien. She's scary just to look at. And what's even scarier is what she's really all about. The post-millennial posted this on Twitter and they didn't take it down yet. Whoops. After accusing a Newsmax reporter of making up facts, Chicago alien Lori Lightfoot falsely claims that her city didn't have race riots last summer.
William Kelly with Newsmax. Last week, I asked you about Chicago's out-of-control shootings and murders. You said that crime was down. That weekend, we had 70-plus shootings. Last night alone, we had 30-plus shootings. Do you still believe that crime in Chicago is down?
So what I said to you last week, what the superintendent said today over and over again, and what the data tells us is this. When you look at homicides and shootings, from April, May, and June, we are trending downward. Is anybody satisfied with where we are? No. But the data is the data, and it is absolutely trending down. And I know from my conversations with other mayors across...
I'm sorry, I forgot to point out something else. She's got a voice like a busted chainsaw.
It's a country. Every major city in the United States since 2020 is seeing a surge in violence. New York, L.A., Atlanta, D.C., across the board.
I'm sorry, Lori, did you say that black-run metropolises? No, she didn't say that, because that would be racist, to tell the truth.
But what we are seeing here in Chicago is a downward trend, both in homicides and in shooting. Again, are we satisfied? Because what you're saying is, hey, wait, there was a shooting someplace in our neighborhood. Yeah, there are shootings.
Not just a shooting, you stupid twit. Why don't you try going down to your county morgue? Why don't you try going to your hospital emergency rooms? Why don't you try going to the local funeral homes? Why don't you try talking to some not bought off hierarchy in your police force? Why don't you do some rudimentary stuff? Oh, by the way, listen to your aldermans, because they really hate your butt. And they're more than happy to bring up the salient facts, but we don't want to talk about that either. I'm sorry, Lori Lightfoot. I interrupted you. How rude of me.
But what we're seeing in the data is a year-over-year, month-over-month decline, and that is progress. Yes, sir.
Comparing last night's 30-plus shootings to last year when we had an out-of-control race riot in which almost every member of the city of Chicago was, in fact, a victim, seems to be playing with those numbers just a little bit. Last night, I think you were on Chicago Tonight, you said that 99.9% of the criticism of you is because you're a black woman. Do you honestly believe that, considering way the city council the city council of Chicago is obviously made up of many black women who criticize you? Do you really believe that the criticism of you is 99.9% based on the fact that you're a black woman?
So you said about 15 things, most of which were wrong. So let's
get the truth from Lori Lightfoot's mouth here. Rug muncher.
Let's deconstruct some of that. We didn't have race riots last summer. You're wrong, sir. You're wrong. And I know that you like to be controversial.
He just likes to ask questions that are uncomfortable to answer truthfully.
Sir, you're going to let me answer? You're just going to keep talking like you did the last time. We're allowing you in here. I would like you to follow the same. I would like you to follow.
You mean he's a white dude? You mean he didn't get banned because he's white and he's a racist? Because he's asking questions that should be answered by a city's mayor?
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Thank you. homeowners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You know, is it a written rule that lesbians are not allowed to wear makeup? Now, I know that you would probably need a top Hollywood makeup artist to try to make her look good, but it, at least the attempt would be something. Jeez. Finishing out this wonderful, informative interview.
I would like you to follow the same courtesy and rules that every other member of the press does. I know you have political aspirations. I know those political aspirations haven't been fulfilled.
Well, guess what, you twit? You're in politics. So he's asking you political questions.
You're a failed political candidate over and over again. But what you don't have the right to do is make up facts. We did not have race riots in our city last year.
Of course we didn't.
And it's incendiary. Now, I know that's what Newsmax likes to do, but I'm not going to let you take liberty with the facts. Not in front of me. You're not going to get away with that. So let's go to the next question.
You're not going to answer my question.
I answered your question.
Yes, she answered the question. All right. Now, let's fill it in with a little bit of background. The facts. Just the facts, ma'am. Don't believe your lying eyes, the bullet holes, the bloody shooting scenes, the crying mothers. Don't believe the stats or what the police say. The leaders of America's big blue metropolises say there's no crime surge on their patch. And here's one of the most predictable parts of the gaslighting. If you dare to say that violent crime is rising, and especially if you suggest that it's scary and out of control, you're a flaming racist. Of course. Might as well don the white hood. I'm sorry. Made by the Democrats. That was the message on Sunday from Kate Chatfield, a senior director in San Francisco District Attorney Chelsea Bolden's office. Husbands are scared for their wives. Your reminder that a crime surge crowd shares the same ideology as the birth of a nation, said Chatfield, who has since taken her Twitter account into hiding. She was responding to a message by San Francisco native Michelle Tandler, who said her friends were all considering leaving the city because of crime, which has caused parents to fear for their children and husbands to be scared for their wives. California is a freaking mess. And Michelle Tandler put this tweet out. She says, anecdotally, every single one of my friends right now is considering leaving San Francisco, and frankly, myself included. The biggest driver is no longer the cost of living or the fires or anything else. It's the crime. Folks, out in Los Angeles, the norm out there is needles and human crap on the sidewalks. Same as San Francisco. I mean, literally, you have to hold your nose. This is the great state of California. This is one of the most beautiful states in the Union. Taken over by these... I don't even know what the hell to call them anymore. Now, Tandler, in her tweet, made no mention of skin color. Chatfield apparently inferred that because the concerned citizen was talking about crime, she must have meant acts committed by non-white people. This proved, once again, the leftist race-baiting whites are the most racist people on the planet. By the way, The Birth of a Nation is a 1915 silent movie that the Washington Post called the most reprehensible racist film in Hollywood history. Damn, it's a good thing it didn't have a soundtrack. Crime is apparently a touchy subject in the San Francisco DA's office. And in DA and mayoral offices in Democrat-run cities across the U.S., lawlessness is rampant. And people can't help but notice. Even CNN, the Communist News Network, acknowledged on Wednesday that more than 850 people were shot and at least 233 fatally while Americans celebrated Independence Day holiday weekend. In Chicago alone, some 100 people were reportedly shot, 19 were killed, 13 children, and 2 police officers were among the injured and dead. Homicides nationwide jumped 25% last year, according to preliminary government data. A Council on Criminal Justice report on 32 major cities, U.S. cities, showed that murders rose 24% from 2020's torrid pace in the year since the first quarter alone. Now, it's easy to see why these Democrat politicians don't want to be confronted with news of this trend. The 13 largest U.S. cities are run by Democrat mayors. Out of the 25 biggest cities, only 2 have Republican mayors. Playing the race card is a sign of desperation among Democrats to deflect attention away from their failure to perform government's most basic role, protecting citizens. And I don't agree with that. How is the government supposed to protect you individually? That's not their job. Their job is to have a system that goes and gets the criminals. But evidently, they don't want to do that. And they want to get rid of the people that go out there and arrest criminals and bring them to jails, to go to court, to go to prison, because, well, that's just too damned obvious. So we're going to excuse thefts, shoplifting thefts under $1,000. You won't be charged. Now, folks, you and I grew up in a time where right was right and wrong was wrong. Do you remember... Did you ever shoplift as a kid? Did you remember your mom and your dad finding out about when the concerned store owner wasn't worried about his bottom line, but wanted to make sure that the parents knew that, hey, your kid's in my store stealing stuff? Whether it was a 10-cent candy bar, well, gosh, I'm dating myself. 10-cent candy bar? Yeah, the one you ate it really did ruin your dinner because it was big? Yeah. Where are we at here? And what message is this sending to the culturally deficient in these Democrat-run cities? Hey, do whatever you want. We're not going to charge you. And these are the same, very same people that want to defund the police and excuse criminal action. Oh, yeah, we got to have a ceiling on that theft thing. Oh, if it's over $1,000, we might charge you. Really? Man, I'm looking forward to the day with it. I won't be charged if I go into a Porsche dealer and drive one of their cars off their showroom floor and I don't get charged for car theft. Goody for me. This is insane. It's more than insane. It's not sustainable. Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot. She's a little light in the loafers. Bristled last Friday. Can you transfer that? How? Oh, I'm having an on-air tutorial here. I don't hear it ringing dinging. Yeah. No, you didn't. You only thought you heard it ring. That's called wishful thinking. Damn, are you a Democrat, Mike? You just converted. Okay, that explains it. And of course, she insisted that the violent crime was down, trending down, and denied the reporter's assertion that there were race riots in Chicago last summer. And she stood by her comment in an interview last week that about 99% of the criticism against her was motivated by the fact that she's black. Wow, let's not let salient facts and figures get in the way. More than 2,000 people have been shot in Chicago this year. And the city is on target to have the deadliest year in more than a decade. New York Mayor Bill de Blasio, in explaining last Friday why he wouldn't be using any of the Big Apple's $6 billion in the new federal aid to fight rising violent crime, said that tactic was meant for more troubled cities. God. Shootings in New York have more than doubled since 2019, but city officials decided to restore only about $200 million to the $1 billion that was cut from police funding in 2020. San Francisco, which hasn't had a Republican mayor since 1964, is among the most spectacular Democrat failures. What was once perhaps America's most beautiful big city has been turned into what former President Donald Trump might call Haiti, a crap hole. Literally and figuratively. A local NBC affiliate reported happily last December that one positive side effect of the COVID-19 pandemic was the complaints of feces in public places were down 24%. God. Over a seven-month period, there were only 15,656 poop reports. Yep. There were only 15,656 poop reports, which is a three-year low. Oh, there were fewer used syringes as well. And I told you how to stop the syringe problem. Okay, you want to hand out free syringes to junkies? Demand that if they want new syringes, they got to bring back as many as they took out. That stops your problem right there, now doesn't it? Oh, well, let's not get to the root of the problem and why so many junkies are running around the streets of San Francisco and L.A. No, we want to, hell, we don't want to make it too difficult. Let's just make it easier on the spike patrol out there. Are the people getting jabbed by God knows what? Than to literally walk the minefield of human crap on the sidewalks and on the streets of San Francisco. Now, unfortunately for residents, San Francisco's lawlessness issue goes beyond drug needles and public defecation. Theft and assaults are so rampant and brazen that retailer Target said last week it's now closing its stores in San Francisco area at 6 p.m. each day. Rather than 10 p.m., Walgreens has closed several stores and areas altogether and ordered its security guards in those still trading to retain from engaging with shoplifters. It's amazing. There's actually a video was posted by Luann Melendez on Twitter that literally shows a cop and a person standing there videoing a person thieving, stuffing stuff in a bag, walking right past the cop, right past the videographer with a bag full of goodies he just stole. Untouched. There's your new normal. There is your new normal. Don in North Carolina, you had something to say about the NFL?
Yes, sir. Speakerphone. Huh? There you go. Yeah, how you doing, man? John, thank you so much for what you're doing for the world and helping out to wake folks up. I mean, you're doing a fantastic job. You started with GCN, set that up. Now you set this up. You're a wonderful guy. Thank you so much. Yeah, what I wanted to say about the NFL, and not only NFL, but NBA and baseball, the whole nine yards, is it's all part of the plan to eliminate Americana icons. I mean, this is all set up deliberately by the powers that be, the deep state, to try to eliminate normal American icons. Such as football.
Well, and not just icons, you know, because not everybody. I used to have a broadcast partner and used to call them ball worshippers. And what that was in reference to is there was nothing more important to them than the box scores in baseball or football or whatever the case may be. And one day on air, I reminded him, I said, well, you know, I'm a ball worshipper because I'm a Detroit Lions fan. Now, that doesn't necessarily, in the NFL world, qualify as being a supporter of the NFL because the Lions haven't won a championship since Chevy made the 57 Chevy Bel Air. Okay, but aside from that is not just the icons, and that was something that was brought on in the 70s and the 80s that these sports heroes are just that, they're heroes. Not a man with athletic ability that has landed a job that pays him multi-millions of dollars. That doesn't make you a hero. And neither does running up and down a basketball court to put a little rubber ball in a damn hoop. That doesn't make you a hero. Exactly. These are all redefined stuff. This has all been redefined.
Yeah, but John, there could be a silver lining here. And I've been saying this for years. I remember saying this 10 years ago. If we could get these sports fans that are so, so hardcore into their teams, and they'll do anything to get their team to win, and they just focus on us, if we could get them over to stop thinking about sports and start thinking about what's going on in this country, okay, and turn them over to going after the real problems in this country...
Well, wait a minute, Don.
Don,
has it occurred to you yet that because they're such rabid sports fans is because they don't want to deal with the real issues of life and they're creating their own heroes and their own reality?
Well, that's true. That's true, but if once they're awakened, if they could have the same enthusiasm that they have, that they've had in the past with the sports teams.
Oh, crap. The war's over. We already won. I can project that.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying, yeah.
Well, and I'm waiting. This is a bold experiment by the NFL to go into the sexual box here and be promoting everything.
Exactly. It's going to backfire on them.
Well, hopefully it does. Hopefully it does.
I'm pretty sure it will.
I'm not sure of anything. I trust, but
I'm
always verify.
I'm not sure. There's one thing I'm sure of. I read the book. We win in the end. I know the author, and I talk to him every day.
All right, Don. Thank you. I appreciate it. What book is he reading? The Bible. All right.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Mike, the mic was not supposed to be open for that comment. And I'm sitting here wondering how many different ways you're going to screw up between now and the end of the show, which is 4 minutes from now. Holy mackerel. I guess when you have an off day, you really have an off day. Hung up, phones in my ear, starting to talk, microphone's not working. Feed to the show goes down. How many different ways can you screw this show up? Holy mackerel.
I should open my mic so people know I'm laughing. Because I feel bad. I feel very bad.
Yeah, the one person that ain't laughing here.
I need a duo. Yeah. We get a new board up in here.
Yeah. Well, I'm now the NFL. I'm imposing a fine. Give me that money back I gave you this week. All right, James in Vancouver. Hello, James.
Mess up the show with me for the last part. Yeah, I'm just joking.
I hope so.
Of course. I was going to say something about that poor girl that fell down dead in her kitchen, given a cooking show, and she'd taken both shots.
Yeah.
And she just keeled over. That was real. That's mean, man. That's really, really mean.
I mean, she was a happy little Asian talking in her own language. I don't know what language she was speaking.
She was speaking Thai.
Okay, Thai. And she was having the time of her life. Alive, one day stirring a pot of whatever she was stirring, and the next she's laying on the floor staring at the ceiling.
And I'm 69 years old, and she's just a kid, 20s, maybe, who knows, 15, 16, how old, I don't know.
And here is the most unbelievable thing, James. This stuff is known by the World Health Organization, by the CDC, the FDA, our own damn government.
Yep.
And the media knows it as well, and they do everything to block this negative news flow. They call it negative news. Right. And I've never witnessed anything, this kind of criminality, not only in this country, but in Canada as well.
It's murder. Absolute murder.
That's what it is.
And that Schwab guy should be horsewhipped.
I was thinking...
You played him earlier.
Yeah, I was thinking more like... tar and feathering. What they never did tell you was the completion of the tar and feathering concept is when they would light the feathers on fire, the tar would catch on, and you would burn up.
Anyway, these people, Schwab, Soros, all these guys should be taken out and horsewhipped as far as I'm concerned.
It's gonna be rather fascinating. I mean, because you're exactly right. You said it succinctly, murder, and that's exactly what it is. But the accomplices to the murder, the news media in this country, and the news media in your country knows it as well.
Yep.
But they're still there in the corner of get your jab. Yep. Continue to get health problems and death. Yep. You know.
Yep.
Are these doctors reading the circular? Is it even on the circular that if you take the Pfizer or the Johnson & Johnson shot or the Moderna or whatever, it could mean death? Is that on the insert to the drug?
Nope. I don't think there's an insert, and I think they're getting $1,500 a pop for everyone they inject. U.S. dollars. That's what I think. Because that's what... That guy got paid to give me that tetanus vaccine four years ago.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'm happy to be taxed for building new prisons and throwing these criminals in there.
Gitmo. That's where to put them. Something like that.
James, I appreciate your call. Thank you.
Yeah. Have a good day now. Good show.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Yeah, in spite of your efforts, Mike, it was a good show. Did you hear? And he didn't screw up. And you didn't yet. But wait a minute. I might have spoke. I've still got 40 seconds to go. Hold that down. Thank you for being here today, ladies and gentlemen. Back with you tomorrow with another edition of the National Intel Report. I'm out the door.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
You can't.
can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.